You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. You've heard lots of stories on this show about technology and the jobs out there for science and tech graduates. We saw numbers this week from the Pew Research Center that made us think, maybe we ought to pay closer attention in science class if we want those jobs. On a 12-question quiz about science, most Americans only got 8 questions right. Only about a third of us know what makes a sound wave work. 6% got a perfect score. We're going to talk about this and why it's important with Bill Nye, the science guy. Hi, Bill.
It's so good to be here.
We're going to start by playing this little quiz that our producer, Jenny Ament, took out into the streets of Los Angeles to talk to Americans about science. Let's listen.
Which kind of waves are used to make and receive?
To make and receive cell phone calls.
Cell phone calls?
Radio waves.
Radio waves?
Radio waves.
Which of these is the main way that ocean tides are created?
Well, you know, I would just say, A, the rotation of the Earth on its axis, but gosh, I just don't know.
Which of these elements is needed to make nuclear energy and nuclear weapons?
Oh, whoa. Uranium?
B, uranium.
Okay, so the question is, which of these terms is defined as the study of how the positions of stars and planets can influence human behavior?
Meteorology.
Astrology.
What does a light year measure? Well, they always say, like, this is light years away. But it's distance and time, because time is distance if you're traveling at the speed of light.
Oh, boy. So, Bill, I know you're going to have thoughts about that. We asked questions that were like this Pew survey, and only 34% of the people in that survey got things like water boils at a lower temperature in a place like Denver than at sea level, like in Los Angeles. So, first off, what do you think when you hear those voices?
Well, it breaks my heart. And the reason is twofold. First of all, you want everyone in the world to understand and appreciate nature. But then the other thing is, a guy who grew up in the U.S., you want people to be literate so that we can continue to innovate and be economically successful. Other countries where people are scientifically literate, they're going to make better products.
Well, this is the big question I have, because there's a strong connection in all the research between education and economic mobility. Is there a connection between understanding science and, you know, getting ahead?
Well, we're talking on the radio, and some disclosure, we're recording it on a phone. This is because we have technology. We have electronics, transistor logic. We have electromechanical devices that convert sound waves into electricity, to electromagnetic waves. And this is all a result of science. Furthermore, you and I are well-fed enough to conduct this conversation, because we have crops and a farming system that has not killed us. In fact, has given us remarkable nutrition. And this is all a result of science. It's not magic.
Well, that's all well and good, but I want to push you on this a little bit. There's a relatively well-known economic paper from the 90s that estimates, by Edwin Mansfield, University of Pennsylvania, that the return on academic research is about 28% return on investment. Do we have any numbers that tell us what's the return on investment in scientific research writ broadly for the American economy?
Well, if you talk to the right person, for example, if you talk to NASA, their number is 3.6. This is to say, for every dollar you spend at NASA, you get $3.60 back in economic benefit. When you talk to people who build roads, they say it's about a factor of 5. But what I get out of this is, it's a lot. It's not barely over a quarter is the number that those that you just quoted. It is one over that. It's about 4 times, or at least 3.5 times. And just look around, everybody. I mean, the United States doesn't make things the way it or we did in my parents' generation. Instead, we have new products. We create mobile phones. We create apps. We have, say what you will, but we have created farm plants that are more efficient. They use less water and they're less susceptible to pests. And this is all a result of science. The argument that it's a quarter instead of four seems completely unreasonable to me. I mean, I'll look into it, but I just don't see how that could possibly be true.
You know, all of the people that Pew surveyed were adults, as were the people we heard from in our sampling there. If you're an adult and you're listening to this thinking, oh, you know what? I want to know a little bit more. What do you do?
You go online and watch my show. The other thing you do is buy my books. They're 20 in a carton. They make great
Beyond
gifts.
A commercial, what do you do?
There's websites that I really enjoy that tell you about science. We want everybody to wonder about things and try to appreciate it. At the time that we're talking, the phase of the moon is barely, it's less than a quarter. It's a sliver. And last night, it was a remarkable phenomenon called Earthshine, where you're actually seeing the dark part of the moon with light reflected off the Earth. So light comes from the sun, bounces off the Earth, bounces off the moon, and then back to your eye. And I just hope when everybody looks at that tonight, they'll stop and think about why that is. How could that possibly be? And I mention this because if you ask most people the phase of the moon, they don't know. But there was a time when everybody knew the phase of the moon because that's how you got light at night. So then I hope you take it the next step and go, why do we have lights at night? Why do we have all these electric lights? Where did that come from? And you may have heard stories of Thomas Edison, but that's not how most of the city lights are run nowadays. Now they depend on quantum mechanics. And so I just hope people will just get curious.
We are curious and also thankful that you decided to join us. Bill Nye, the Science Guy, thank you for your time.
Oh, no. It is I who must thank you.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Let us change the world, everybody.